We are here today with Madeline and Tessa. Hello, girls.
Hi.
Hey.
Girls, what book are we going to talk about today?
Jabari Jumps.
Jabari Jumps. Do you know the author's name?
Gaia Cornwall.
Whoa, nice job, ladies. So, girls, without giving too much away, can you tell us about Jabari Jumps? Who's going to go first?
Madeline's
going to go first.
So, there's this guy. He's about, like, 7 or 6, and he wants to jump off a really high diving board, mm-hmm. but he's really scared, too.
Oh, so what happens?
He does stretches.
He does stretches? What else does he do?
He wants to really jump, but he's really scared.
Mm-hmm. Does he admit that he's scared?
No.
No, he kind of just acts like he's all brave and tough, but then finds ways to not jump off the diving board.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what happens? I love it. Ladies, why did you choose to read this book?
Because it had kind of a lesson in it.
Oh, what was the lesson you learned?
That you can do anything.
You can do anything. I like that lesson. Why did you like Jabari Jumps?
Because...
Tessa, you want to go first? Why did you like Jabari Jumps?
Because I like jumping off diving boards, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story, he jumped off of a diving board.
Gotcha.
And sometimes we're scared to do stuff, but then we have courage to do it.
That's a good reason to like a book, girls. Which characters would you like to meet in real life?
Jabari.
Why would you want to meet Jabari?
I want to see how scared he was.
I want to talk about how scared he was. Madeline, what about you? Why would you want to meet Jabari?
Because, yeah,
same as Tessa. If you could ask Gaia Cornwall one thing, what would you ask her?
Why did you write the book?
I like it. And ladies, last question. Why should other people read Jabari Jumps?
It gives you courage.
Yeah. Anything else, ladies?
No.
Okay. Then we will just say, happy reading, everyone.